starting on Hey Amid Aleph. In the run, Elam Mikor de Shmuel, it's about 7 lines up. Hachi Idmar. So the more, because of its problems, had to revamp Shmuel. This is not the final final version, but this is the second to final. Hachi Idmar. So that. So right now we're going. So you're right. The majani mecha is not clear. Majani mecha shneim asurim. That's the more comes out. You're right. If it says shani yochel or shani toim loch, that's only nisur achila. Otherwise, it's nisur hanah as well. If that's what Shmuel was coming to say, this is the way he would say it. Quote, Im le'omer shani yocheloch osafila b'hano. So he didn't mean that, because if that's what he meant, that's what he would have said. Klemmer, hechi komer Shmuel ad sheyomer. Shmuel, the nisuch which we have before us is ad sheyomer. It's not ad sheyomer. Hashemah means it's not enough until you say this. Over here is the opposite. If you don't say this, it's even more. The Mashadi Loyomer Hachi Lo Mitzur. If you don't say this, it's not also Adarab. But the opposite, right, according to what you're saying right now, would be the opposite. E Loyomer Hachi Mitzur Tvei. So the Lashon of Adji Yomer doesn't fit to this scenario. Therefore, V'Harbel Lefrushe V'Lameimer Hachi. And if he should have said, "Im loy Omar asafil b'ano," but then the leil nami kima krimin and the majority of the chudei shneim asurim the havla l'kshuya hachi. This question really could have been asked earlier. That once you're saying that without the majority of by itself works, and without it, without adding shani yochelach is actually more asur. So even before. The language of Acha Yomer is questionable. How could you say until you do this, then means if you don't do this, it's less. It's just out. But you mean if you don't do this, he's Osir and that other fellow's Osir. If you do this, only one is Osir. So you could have asked over there. El the divimino actually learned the Iker Dinah lesson. But the question which the more asked over there was that the din can't be true. We see from sources that that's not true. So that's a stronger question. There is a different nusach in the Gemara, which we have this different gear. So we saw in the Gemara, we saw ourselves it was a different gear. So Ron says it's wrong. So what did Shmuel say? Okay, so it's not what Shmuel said, that without it, it's also b'hano, and now it's only also b'chilo. It's only because Shani Yocheloch in Toyam Loch. Otherwise, like we're going back to where we started from. Klaimer. Loyalom Kirmina Mekor. Let's go back to what we started. The Chi Loyomer Shocheloch is Mutter. It's not Osir at all. So then Ach Yomer makes sense. It's not Osir until you say this. In time of Shum, the Loy Mashma, the reason is because when he says the Majani Mimcha, it's not clear that he's saying Isser. He might mean it, just won't talk to you. The Havel Hu Yudayim, Shenim Mechichus, so it's Yudayim, but they're not Mechichus. We're having Yudayim. We're saying that that's not a valid yad. I won't talk to you. Now, if that's the possibility, so the Ran, you end up with nothing. If he'll be Dibur, Nami Lomitzer, it's not Osir B'Dibur either. Because Mujanacha might mean being Mutter from Hanoah. It might mean being Mutter from Achila. It might mean being Mutter from Dibur. So you're not Osir anything. The Lo Yudinun, E. Hanoah Echavan, E. Dibur Echavan. We don't know what he meant. So therefore, whatever explanation you're going to put into it, it's Yadayim Shem Mechichas. Okay. Came the time of the Shmuel, Bishulmi, the Kusabri Yadayim Shem Mechichas, Loham Yadayim. Once that's Pshat and Shmuel, so then you have these Brises says not like him. Okay. That's no longer a question. Like the Mivrichot law, Mibraisu. Why? The Kim and the Pluto, the Tanoihu, we know it's Mechlagus Tanoihim. This is not new. We know it's Mechlagus Tanoihim. You have a Yadayim Eloi. Ikalamemer, the Tanah de Brises, Sirle, the having a Yadayim. The Shmuel Daikim, we must see, and the Lord having a Yadayim. So, once you know it's Mechlagus Tanoihim, you can't ask on Shmuel from the Brises, because you say, yeah, that's the Tanah of the Brises. And Shmuel holds the Tanah of the Mishnah, saying not like that. The more is going to ask, how does Shmuel know that? Okay. The alekeeper hit me brisa, but when we asked the question from the brisa before, how do we show the harasvir lon the fill yadayim nami lohavi? So the Ron says, so why are we only having this solution to the question now? Because like the Ron pointed out at the beginning of the sugya, the more assumed without saying shani yochel according to Shmuel, it's nothing. It's not even a yad. It's not even a yad. Nobody holds that's good. If it's a yad, but it's yad sheni mechiyah, that's machlokes. So no, that's where we're being mechadish now. Vikaman Domer the Mujalim Mkha, I feel it was Shmuel, also the Shtuye Bahadei, Mavishan the Mebin Masu Masun, Badei, Mavukani, the Mekam Adal Ramas delay. Some suggest that even though Yudam Shanim Chikh is law having a dayim, if you mean Achila, you need to say Shani Yerchaloch. But since Mujalim Mkha means I won't talk to you, or Mavishan Mkha means I won't do business with you, and Mavukani means I won't stay with Adal Ramas of you, so that would actually be it, yes, be us. So then that's the Bryce. So the Bryce is behind Osir, the Bryce. The Bryce said Osir, it meant these other things. V'shmuel achila koi, loymer de lo mitzvah b'achila achi yomer shani achaloch, shani toyom loch. And Shmuel saying, but to say the person meant, even though mudrani m'chol could mean achila, but that's, regards to that, it's yidayim shani m'chichas. The simple idea of Mufreshanim Himcha means I won't do business with you. I'm at Achila, so Zidayim Shein Mechichas. So there's no kasha from the Braisa to the Mishnah Bechlau.
With him bringing that,
is he united to that? He seems to be united for his first shot that it's not us at all. According to Shmuel, because Yidayim Shein Mechichas L'Hav Yadayim, there was not also either way. He brings the second shot. Okay, something more. It's more says, "Leim Kesav Shmuel Yidayim Shein Mechichas L'Hav Yadayim." In yes, Shmuel holds Yidayim Shein Mechichas L'Hav Yadayim. Because Shmuel Mukim Lo Damasis in Kribi Huda. Now what's going to be interesting over here is the more is going to understand that this is not a halacha. Well, we're going to see later on that the discussion of Yadayim Shem Yadayim moves beyond the Dorim. The more applies it to Stucka, the more applies it to Kedushin, the more it's going to apply right now to Gittin. Any time where there is a requirement of a dibur, so we can grapple with if a person says a dibur, which the explanation that we're putting into it is very plausible. That's what it meant, but it's not clear in that explanation. Is that? But we might understand it even from outside elements. Is that enough to fulfill your requirement of dibur? Okay, where do you see this? He'll like to be heard of the Tnan. Guba shall get. So the primary element of a get is the phrase, that's the Tanakam. Rehuda Omer, Bedein de lehevel chiminoi, sever teruchin, megera shmukin. And this document, this item, that means the paper that's written on, it should be lechi minoi, to you from me. It should be from you to me. A document of separation, the Geras Shulchan. Okay, so the more you understand that the Machlokes is in the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda is in 2 points. Do you need V'dein and do you need Minoy? Do I have to worry that the person doesn't intend to use the document for the divorce? He's saying that the divorce Balpeh, this is just a documentation of it. She said, but Dane, this is it. This is going to be the same. This is going to be what's going to generate the divorce. This is the Sefer Tiruchin. And the more is going to say, there's a question, do you need Minoy? Right, that he's saying it's coming to you from me. Just as Rabbi Teresa Chaladam doesn't say who's saying that. So he has to write in the paper that it's Minoy from me. Some say you don't need that. You need that. The more is understanding that this is an issue of that Yadayim Shenei Mechichas, even though we could, from circumstantial evidence around it, figure out that's probably what they meant, but you haven't said a full Lashon. So Yehuda said that's not acceptable. The Chachamim say that it is. The more is going to discuss the idea of Yad regards to Kedushin. The Kedushin also, that he has to say there's a requirement of some level of Dibur of Kedushin. So if you don't say a full language, etc. So we can have the Div Yad expand beyond the world of the Dor. You're asking me, does it or does it have to? That's a different question. Okay. What? It does, yeah. Yeah. Right. It's a fair question. The question is, in our standard Nusa, by the way, it has the phrase in there nowadays. The Gemara, we will grapple with this as we go along a little bit. More deals with. Lav Dafka, we pass on the Gribble Yezer that the Edom Asir Karti, you theoretically again is kosher without any Edom written on it, as long as there's Edom which witnessed the transfer. Edom Asir Karti. The Edom Asir creates the Kareesis. So, as long as there's Edom there who witnessed the transfer, it's a horrible proof. As a documentation, it's a horrible proof because it's a piece of paper which doesn't prove anything. It's not a shtaraya, it's just a star kinyan. Okay, so Morris, okay, let's separate now that that's Rabbi Yehuda's shita. But the Morris says, but why do you feel the title of the Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore saying Achi Yomar, maybe it's going like Rabbanan, you don't need Achi Yomar. And the Mishnah will be the same as the Brises. That Mujalim Mechal works by itself. What's pushing you to learn Ramai Dachik? Ramai Dachik Shmuel Luke Masisin Tribu Yehuda. Look at Rabbanan Dalva Gav. Then you die Mechichas. Even the Yadayim are not Mechichas, it still works. So why do we need? Why some will say that in the Mishnah it's not valid unless you say the whole phrase. Where do you see that in the Mishnah? Omer Rava, Masizim Kishise. Shmuel found the Mishnah difficult. Am I telling you, Shane Erchel Loch, Shane Taim Loch? listi shani oichel shani toyim. Shamino abin and yadayim achichus. Okay, so the phrase shani oichel is by itself is the case yadayim shani achichus. I mean to aser achila. Who do I mean the aser achila from? So is that a valid lashon or not? So if you hold the yadayim shani achichus having yadayim, even though it's not achichus exactly what you mean, it's a valid lashon of neder. And then if you say that you meant that, like we saw the mishnah later on, perushin lahakol, you can mefarish what you meant. The question is not whether you can mefarish or not. The question is this is considered a deeper or not? If your intent was to answer, so the case of whether it was is, does he mean cherem? Does he mean cherem? Does he mean cherem or shayam? We could be right to explain, but everything that you wanted to say, you said. The question is, what did you mean? Over here, you said shani yochel, and you said, well, I meant loch, not shani yochel. Period. I meant loch. Okay, maybe we'll believe you. The question is, but if that's what you meant, you didn't say a full phrase. So daim shani mechichas, you said yad, which is not clear your full point. But if the tana of this el yadam shani mechichas to have yadayim, that would be a valid way to say this matter, and then you have a right to explain. You meant loch. Yeah, we saw the Mishnah. Now the Ron learns that the question was Madrana Mimcha Shani Oichel. So I already said Mimcha. So we know who you're referring to. So that's the Morris question. Just say Madrana Mimcha Shani Oichel. What do you need law for? So that's a daim shani mechichas, because I might understand mujana mimcha based on the fact that I eat. If I eat today, I'm mutter from you. Shani yochel loch means very clearly I'm mutter from you with regard to that which I would eat from you. So the so if you, even if you assume the two go together, the word loch is seems to be extra. Unless you'll do that, because lo have yadayim. And then, so that's what Shmuel learned the Tana Mishnah like that. And the Brice said, hold on like that. Shmuel Mishnah bein yadayim mechichas. Okay. So what's the issue? Itmar, let's see the ceiling more a little bit. Yadayim shenei mechichas, Abaya Omer having yadayim, Rava Omer lo having yadayim. So this is mechichas Abaya and Rava, whether it's valid or not. So Omer Rava, Rabbi Idi Asperi Li. So Rava says lo having yadayim. Says Rabbi Idi, explain to me why it's a problem. Because Omer Kroa, it says by Nozer. Nozila Hazila Hashem. That pasuk says, "Neither neder nozila hazir." So we brought this pasuk before. So it's makish. Yodis naziris lenaziris. So in the pasuk it says nozila hazir would be marber yodis. It's telling me yodis and naziris are like naziris. Okay. Therefore, what? Manaziris behaflaa. If yodis naziris behaflaa. Each ki yafli linder neder nozila hazil Hashem. So there's a din of yafli. Yafli means yifaresh. You should say it clearly. It should be outstanding. It's a pella. Right? Pella doesn't mean it's something which it's outstanding. It's very, so when it comes to language, the yafli is that you have to say it in a clear way. So it's called the din of haflaa. So just like by Naziris, this is a din of haflaa, ki yafli. So by Yodas Naziris is a requirement of haflaa. Okay. So the Morris says, "Lame, have a pluto to Rabbi Huda Rabbanon. Come if we give the chari buying rubber, arguing this much like as we just said, Rabbi Huda Rabbanon. It's not good. We should get the right materials of chaladim. Rabbi Huda Medain, the lehevi lechi minoy, save it to ruchin. We get peturim, we get a shvukim. So we write that whole phrase. Abai Adomer Rabbanon. Abai says Yudam Shnei Mechichlus is having Yudayim, like the Rabbanon that you don't need this extra phrase." And Rava, who says you need it, is Damar Kribi Yehuda. So Amar Lecha Abaya. Abaya says, no, I'm not Damar Kribi Yehuda. No, I who hold Yudayim Shein Rechichus, having Yudayim, because go like Kribi Yehuda as well. Ad Kan Lekam Kribi Yehuda, Be'in on Yudayim Rechichus, El Agabi Get, the Be'in increases the Lekka. That by get, Abai says that Rabbi Huda fails that without saying the lashon of b'dain del hevi lechiminoi sefer teruchim and gerad shemukim and get peturin, without saying that phrase, that's lacking in a distinct act of separation between the two people. And by get, there's a requirement of creases. Okay. So I need the person after everything is said and done to come along and say this is what I meant, so we haven't clearly distinctly separated the two. Okay. But in general, we don't have Rehuda necessarily saying that Yudayim Shenim Mechichos Loi having Yudayim. Could be Rehuda agrees Yudayim Shenim Mechichos having Yudayim. Rabba Amar Ano Adam Refil Rabbanon. Rabba says, I hold Yudayim Shenim Mechichos Loi having Yudayim. You need a full, you need a better lashon. So why do I get the Chacham very comfortable to say, leave out all these words and it's still okay? Sa'ad kan l'kam rabbanon d'labidin yadayim mechichas el gabi get deinod ha-megarish is eishes chaveroi. So you, Rabbi Yehuda, are worried that maybe this person is coming to divorce somebody else's wife. He says, this document is here to divorce you. It didn't say for me. So it doesn't say that I'm divorcing you from me. Well, but what else does it mean? Of course it's what it means. So even though the Rabbanon says, even though it's not, he didn't spell out clearly in the get, minoy, doesn't bother us. Obviously it's what he meant. So it could be the Rabbanon agreed that you need Yudai Mechisus. But over here, the circumstances make it clear and obvious that's the equivalent of Yudai Mechisus. But I agree that otherwise, Rabbi Yehuda says, I'm sorry, if you didn't say minoy, we say, I don't know what you mean. I understand what you mean, it's obvious, but you didn't say it, then it's not enough to think it, you got to say it. It has to be clear from your action of Gerishin in the documentation what you're doing. That's what the story is. Save your creases, it's a story of creases. So once upon a time, Reuven divorced Leah. That's not enough. I am divorcing you. That's what you have to say. That's the story. I know that's what you mean, and it's not that, but I don't care what you mean. I want to know what you said. The tribute says, you die shedding mechisos. Chacham say, no. It's so obvious from the background, it's so obvious that that's concluded in the get, even though you didn't say it. But of course, everywhere else, you need to die mechisos. So that's what Rava learns. So, now the Ran introduces a because another thing's enough Gemara for us to tackle these Rans a little bit. I see the Ran. Lema Kazar Shmuel. That Yadayim Shem Mechichas Et Lo Havi Yadayim in Shmuel Mukil Lamasisin Kribi Huda Klarmer in Vare Hachi Sirle the Shmuel the Mukil Lamasisin Kribi Huda. That's what Shmuel holds. So Ran is coming to explain that you could read the Gemara are you telling me Shmuel holds Yadayim Shem Mechichas Lo Havi Yadayim? Shmuel says So Shmuel is explaining the Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda. What does Shmuel hold himself? I have no idea. That's not what you're asking. You're asking what Shmuel holds. So Rashi is around clarifying that yes, we're saying yes. He learns the Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda because and that's what he himself holds. The Yadayim Shnei Chizkus L'Havi Yadayim. It's obvious that you're being megarish with the get, and you don't have to write minoy because v'in yehudim akum megarish lo. The yadayim shen mechichus havi yadayim. Even though it's not spelled out explicitly in the get, that's acceptable because it's understood. That's what I mean. Yehudim v'dein nila kasa v'dein. Maybe he means to without the word v'dein. We might think he means to megarisher with what he's saying, and the piece of paper is just like a document. It's a document, and that's not true. You can't do that. Now, Zaturan, Miramina Lamek Sabah Shmuel, Mash Devada Sirle, the Shmuel Guba Hachi. So, Mor is discussing not just how Shmuel understanding the Mishnah, but this is going to be his personal opinion as well. The law of Frisham Asisim Belchudos is not just coming to say the Mishnah. Okay. The more asked Akasha, so what for Shmuel to learn the Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda? Well, if that's Shmuel's personal opinion, that's why he wanted to learn the Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda. So what's the question? The name of the Mishnah of the Hachi Sirle. So it's around love Koshihi, that's not a question. The love that I Shmuel may sneeze and dust Rabbi Yehuda.
The reason why Shmuel personally holds the Daim Shadim Chizas Lo Havi Yadayim is because he saw an Astam Mishnah which was compelling like Rabbi Yehuda. But had he not done that, why would he want to pass like Rabbi Yehuda over the Rabbana?
But I remember Parakam of the Kedushin, the Shmuel Gufei Halki Sirlei, that this is Shmuel's personal opinion. In other words, again, the Ran is saying, don't think the discussion over here is that we're asking the Shmuel hold it. No. This is Shmuel learns the Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda, but it's not his personal opinion. No. We're saying it is Shmuel's personal opinion. Yadayim Shnei Mechichus Lo Havi Yadayim. The Rinnan Hosam However Leisha Reat Mekudeshes Reat Mureses Sarezu Mekudeshes. So what are we missing? We're missing the word Li. Became a garrison, Reat Mugureshes Reat Muteres Choladam Rezu Mugureshes. He didn't say from me. So Mekudeshes, you're Mekudesh to me, you're Mugureish from me. Didn't say that word. So Shmuel is saying that it works. Mor says, Makshina Hossam, remember the Shabbat Shmuel Yadayim Shnei Mechichus L'Havi Yadayim? Is that true that Shmuel holds like that? Klomer, Midakomer, raising Mekudeshes, but it works. Avagav Deloy Omer Li, right? Me Shmuel holds Yadayim Shnei Mechichus L'Havi Yadayim. I what's not. We learn like a mission in the Zeros. Armor, aha, I will be. Harezen also. So a person saying aha, we understand from the circumstance he means to say I will. He's undertaking some type of a Kabbalah on himself. So he's an Nazir. So he means I will be a Nazir. He didn't say I will be a Nazir, he just said I will be. I will be in a fast. So Shmuel holds that the case explains the mission. The case was because there was a nazar there. The masha, the ha, now sound the hall of hachi. Now we understand that we just says the ha. We don't know what he means 100%. He has a right to explain. I meant to be a nazar. But you didn't say it well. So now that we know what you meant, that Deber was a valid Deber of Kabbalah. But you see, from the Shmuel didn't learn the Mishnah like that. Shmuel learned the Mishnah was a case that there was another there. So there, the circumstances make it Muchach that you meant Naziris.
So Shmuel, how can you tell me Haraya Mekudesh is without Li works? You see over there by Nazir that Shmuel holds you need Yudayim Mechichas. Mashani, the more answers. Hakam Haskidon Damer Law Li. And Echonami, Shmuel's case was that Haraya Mekudesh is Li. Haraya Mekudesh is Li. He did say the word Li. So Alma Shmuel Gufay, Sir Ladi Daim Shene Mechichas Law Haviyadayim. So that Gemara is coming out that that's Shmuel's opinion. So that's what we're saying over here. Shmuel, hold your daim shenemachikus loy habi yadayim. Okay. Tataran, Vikalak Shuge. There's a problem. The Bach, Girs is Vein Lahakshus. The Ron's not really asking a question and an answer. He's just addressing a potential question. When the surfer wants to have some form gittin available, so he has to leave a blank for the place of the man, for the woman, etc. So the Mishnah doesn't mention Amar Shmuel, but Sar Sheinich Malkam Harei Mekudesh Meteres Techoladam. Shmuel says you have to leave that blank, even though that's the same language in every single get. To understand, you have to leave the place and the people and the time. You have to leave blank. But why do you have to leave blank? Harei Meteres Techoladam. That's the standard nusach. So the answer is that once you tell me that Remet Eres Choladim is the Iker of the get, there's a requirement that it has to be written Lishmo. So he has to be written the shame, this act of garrison for this man and this woman. So that's Shmuel's point. But we're telling you right now that according to Shmuel, that's not enough. If you tell me the Iker of the get includes also the danger of having Chiminoi, that also has to be written Lishmo. So behold, Yadayim Shenei Mechichas Loi Havin Yadayim, and B'dein Dolehim Nechiminoi is an Iker of the get, it has to be written Shmo, means it has to be left blank in every form get, because you need to write Ali Shmo. Vila B'dein, Loi Tomar. B'dein, the phrase of B'dein Dolehim Nechiminoi, Shmo does not say that you have to leave that blank. Amlo Shmo Loi Tzorech B'dein. So Shmo does not require B'dein. Rabbi Yehuda, who requires that, clearly holds Yadayim Shenei Mechichas Lo Havi Yadayim. Okay, and we're saying the town of the Mishnah, and that's the halacha that Yadayim Shenei Mechichas Lo Havi Yadayim. But specifically in Rabbi Yehuda's case, like the Mor is going to say, there is a possibility for disagreement. Like Rabbi says, even the Rabbanan could agree Yadayim Shenei Mechichas Loi Havi Yadayim, but Vedain is not necessary because it's obvious to the point that it's called Mechiyach. So when the Mor of Shmuel says the Tanur Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yehuda clearly holds you need Yadayim Mechichas. Yadayim Shenei Mechichas are not good. So Shmuel is saying the Tanur of our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. It's not clear that the Rabbanan actually argue with Rabbi Yehuda in the general concept of Yadayim Shenei Mechichas. They might argue with Rabbi Yehuda in this specific case that they hold it's so obvious from the circumstances that's called Mechichas. So therefore, but Shmuel can't say the Tanur of our Mishnah is the Rabbanan, which holds Yadayim Shenei Mechichas L'Havidayim, because they didn't argue, because theoretically you can't say that's not a way to say it, because that's not clear. I need to tell you that Rabbi Yehuda holds you need Yadayim Mechichas. That's clear. And the Tanur of our Mishnah holds you need Yadayim Mechichas. That's clear. Shmuel said, I pass like Rabbi Yehuda, Yadayim Shenei Mechichas L'Havidayim. That's clear. But specifically in the scenario where Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham are arguing, I might hold like the Rabbanan. And this is called Mechichas. How do we know the Rabbanan's point is Mechichas versus that they hold Yadayim Shenei Mechichas Havi Yadayim? I don't be right one way or the other. So I can't use the Chachamim as my source material to be the opinion which holds. They're not a proof that we hold but they could hold like that. So I have to say that I hold like the title mission is Rabbi Yehuda, but I personally in this specific scenario agree with the Rabbanan.